Yo, what's good? Yo, what is up? Yeah, I know I'm kind of turned up right now. Now, I'm here like, yeah, as I'm supposed to be. As I am supposed to be. Now, I'm here like, yeah, I don't like the way the sound has been coming out of the past few episodes. I know it's partially due to my voice, nah, man. Like, but I hope it's still clear for y'all, and it's still entertaining. And this is the AJ Halfcast, and I am AJ. Yep. I mean, like, yeah, or maybe it's just that I've been using my voice a little bit too much, but I don't give a fuck because I'm still gonna keep dropping this shit. Yeah, on top of the world. Yo, I fucking I took a nap. I don't think I took a nap. And fucking. Yo, any of y'all that's out there ripping and running, take a nap. I'm sorry. I can't explain it no other way. Like, yo, take a nap. Yo, I had some buffalo wings. Which I'm about to cut all that shit the fuck out. I'm about to just revamp my whole diet. You know what I mean? But yeah, I had some buffalo wings and I sat down and I fell asleep. Yo, I woke up, it was nighttime. I was like, so what are we gonna do now, Avery? What are we gonna do now? We gonna watch the last like 5 seasons of the last 5 episodes of this previous se of this episode of the season, I'm so sorry, of Snowfall. You're gonna watch Snowfall, Avery? Yeah, you're gonna watch Snowfall? Yeah, you gotta renew your subscription. I'm like, okay. Well, that will give me a good chance to walk these fucking buffalo wings off because the 7-Eleven with the cards are only like, what, like a block? Maybe like a block and a half. Now I mean, like, okay, cool. I mean, like, yeah, so I renewed my Hulu and my Netflix. I mean, light work, baby. Light work. I mean, yo, what's good with y'all though? I mean, yo, I got stories. I mean, like, yeah, I got stories. And I am charged the fuck up listening to my fucking episodes that I poured my heart out into for you folks. And it sounds, it's clear, but it's not the way that I want it to sound. Yeah. It's not what I want. You know what I mean? I want perfection. Damn it. We are Titans. Yo. Oh. Oh my goodness. Let's see what we got here. Yo, and no. Cuz I'll be ready to go off, but the show's supposed to have some type of fucking bidding. You know what I mean? Like, nah. I'll be ready to be on. I'll be ready to take it to like a thousand. I'll be ready to go Super Saiyan Blue, but I don't. Know what I mean, like sometimes I do. Maybe I'll save it for it, or maybe I'll save it for Sunday for the podcast. Know what I mean, for the 5 things I've learned, and what is the other thing? Like, yeah, I worked something pretty good into that one. Know what I mean, like, yo, yeah. You know? But before I get to these stories, let's take a sip. Salud. I think that'll get me started. Yo, so, yeah, this is fucked up. Kentucky man indicted for killing 17-year-old cheerleader in drug-fueled wrong-way crash while driving stolen truck. That's like, how many things are wrong with that, with that top line? How many things are wrong with that top line? Goodness gracious. Oh, excuse me. I just belched and it tastes like mushrooms, onions, and peppers. Because it was part of that fucking meal that put me down. That shit put me down. Yo, when they say comfort food, comfort food is comfort food because you're going down. That's the only way I can describe it. You're going down. Yo, so Kentucky man indicted for killing 17-year-old cheerleader in junk food wrong way crash while driving. God damn. The case against Michael Jacob DeWitt sound like a Kentucky nigga. A Kentucky man, a Kentucky resident. 28 took his next step on Thursday with the grand jury in Jefferson County, indicting for murder in March, in the March 1st death of Madeline Trout, 17. The Commonwealth's attorney, oh, another Commonwealth. Oh, you're done. Oh, he's fucking Commonwealth, done. Which he should be anywhere. Authorities say the defendant is responsible for the crash taking the life of the young girl. This was the alleged end to a crime spree. Do it, a Louisville man. After he knocked on a person's door in Shelby County asking for John. Wow. The homeowner got suspicious, called 911. Mr. DeWitt began driving at oncoming vehicles and throwing things from his vehicle. And being that he's from Kentucky, it's probably Mountain Dew bottles filled with urine. Hey, you gotta go. You can't stop on the road, man. The defendant allegedly fled from the vehicle, crossing the barrier wall, running south onto the interstate and then into the woods. He started going into homes and changing their clothes. Picked up a safe and stole jewelry and guns. Wow. That's a story. That's how you start a show off. That's how you start a show off. Can you hear me now? Am I clear? Yeah. Yo, Yo, they said he was running through people's house, changing clothes. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yo, I watch Cops. I watch Cops and yo, how this guy smoked these. He smoked them because he got out. And he claimed he was like on crutches, like his ankle was fucked up, and they caught him with crystal meth. It's always crystal meth. Always. I don't know what the fascination is with crystal meth, but it's always crystal meth. Yo, he's, when I tell you, he broke on these cops, like, yo, he broke on them and fucking like, and jumped, like, yo, he was jumping like brick walls. He jumped like three brick walls. He had the cops looking stupid. And he ran through somebody's house and slid up under the motherfucking like the porch or some shit. He was under the porch. But yo, when I tell you he smoked them. Like yo, there's like, yo, well, yo, it was stupid is that there's like, yo, we wasn't even gonna arrest you. Now you have to make us run for it, but yo. If, oh my God, yo, like, yo, he broke off, like, I mean, like some Deion Sanders, hey, they sprint shit. Like, yo, he let them motherfuckers, like, yo, he's gone, yo, he was gone. Like, yo, that shit was funny. I was cracking up. I was cracking up. That shit was funny as hell. No, he's like, yo, because, yo, there's like, my ankle. My ankle, my ankle. And then he just like, pew, now he is gone. You, sir, Kentucky man, can fuck off. Let's delete this. Get this fucking asshole off my fucking computer. God damn it. And for that, I will take a sip. Salute. So, for those of you who I am sharing this. These links, I'm sharing links with you guys. Now, man, like, yo, this is not SoundCloud music. It's not SoundCloud music. It's not none of that. Now, man, it's me doing the nightly news, which is far more preposterous than a SoundCloud rapper. It's just fucking preposterous, but yet here I am. You know what I mean? Yet here I am. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, y'all think I'm sending y'all like my music? I don't even fucking, I don't make music. I make art. Yes. This is poetry. You know what I mean? Music is below me. No, it's not. I don't know. Yeah, but yo, when you see this link, you click on this fucking link. You click on this fucking link and you fucking listen to this fucking show because I got some fucking fire. Know what I mean? It's some fire behind this fucking link. Yes, it is. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not just somebody trying to get on with their shitty fucking rap music. No, it's not that. Yeah, it's not that. I mean, like, yo, open your minds, open your ears, and click the goddamn link and hear this shit the fuck out. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, hear this shit the fuck out. Because it's good fucking programming right here. I mean, like, yeah, by a not famous person. Doesn't cost you a dime. Next story. NYPD, yeah. Man accused of biting, punching woman on subway. Jesus Christ. What is that? Police are looking for a man accused of biting and punching a woman on a subway in Brooklyn. Oh, it happened in Brooklyn? That's just like foreplay. That's just a guy letting himself be known that he likes the girl. That's how y'all get down, right? I mean, like, yo, if you like a girl, you drag her in the street. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. That's Brooklyn. 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 Oh God. Police are looking for a man accused of biting and punching a woman on a subway in Brooklyn. The man allegedly bit the 61-year-old woman. Oh, anything over fucking 50, then that's a definite like fucking proposal for a long-term relationship. Yeah. Either that or now she's gonna become a geriatric vampire. A vampire that shits herself. A vampire, a 61-year-old vampire that has to wear Depends, that has to wear Huggies for old folks. Because you let some hobo bite you on the fucking okay. And punched her multiple times, Jesus Christ, on a northbound Q train on April 8th, according to the police. Investigators said he took off when the train reached the Atlantic Avenue station. The woman was treated and released from the hospital, but knowing that given her condition, she has like a little bit of sunlight. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she can't have that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anyone with information? Okay, well, I guess they don't know who did the shit. Yo, but whoever it is that motherfucking woman's boyfriend now. Whether she believes it or not, that's fucking wild. Somebody just gonna run up on you and bite you? God damn, and try to and try to mug you. Yo, it was this story the other day where this guy ran up on this girl. It was this story the other day, and I didn't post it. I see a lot of stories. I don't post them all. I can't do them all. But he ran up on this girl and fucking pushed her up against a car and fucking when she was like, yo, like he wanted to rob her. He wanted to mug her. Yeah, he wanted to mug her. And it was like, yo, when I can't when she said I was like, I only got $20. You know what I mean? And he looked and he seen that there was somebody in the car that he had her pressed up against and they was watching this whole shit. And she was like, I only got $20. So he grabbed her ass, he grabbed her pussy, and he ran the fuck off. I guess he was like, yo, like, I'm not walking away with nothing out of this deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's not funny, but you guys are fucking weird, man. That shit is fucking weird. God damn, that shit is weird. Yo. No, that story, yo, if I find it, I'll put it on my Twitter page for y'all. I was definitely gonna use it, but I thought not to use it. I don't know why, but yeah, I just didn't use it. But yo, that story was fucking crazy. And this isn't too much fucking different. Know what I mean? Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, there's some sandbox running up and you see a pretty girl in the school. And fucking grab her hair. You know what I mean? And pull her hair and run off type of shit. This shit is fucking childish. You know what I mean? Like, God damn. Next story. First off, let's delete this shit off my page. This fucking perv. Okay. Let's have a sip. Sit here next to your good old friend Avery. think we're about to have a good time. I'll have a shot too. Hey, I hope you are having a good time listening to me every day embrace my alcoholism. So what? I have two or three drinks. So what? That made me an alcoholic. Who was that? Eddie Kane Jr.? That shit funny as hell. No, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just somebody who likes to have a drink. Yeah, you hear me? Yeah. Let's go. Fox News guest claims the quote hyper woke believe in a world where black people don't have to do math. All right. Fox News guest claims the hyper woke quote believe in a quote a world where black people don't have to do math. Yeah. So, black people don't have to do math, right? Now, man, how the fuck do you think that we built all the shit that we built? How do you think that the black man who designed the Pentagon didn't need to do math? The black man that The black man who designed the Pentagon didn't need to do any math. I want to say Benjamin Banneker. Let's find out. I got time for this subject. Yeah, man. Because I don't know if a motherfucker is trying to say me lazy or not lazy or I don't know what the fuck, but nah, man, like, yeah. Yeah. I think that was him. Benjamin Banneker was one of the most famous black men in colonial America. He was a farmer, a mathematician. An inventor, an astronomer. A writer, a surveyor, a scientist, and a humanitarian. God damn. It's not telling me that, but the Pentagon was designed by a black man. And yeah. So, oh God. It's killing me that I can't, Yeah, he was born in Baltimore County, Maryland. It was him. He designed the fucking, like, yeah. He designed the fucking Pentagon. Now, yo. Well, I believe he did. I don't know. Maybe I might be wrong. Shit. But just, yo, okay. Because I hate looking shit up when I'm on the fucking show. Okay, well, let's see. Let's ask. Because y'all motherfuckers always be like, yo, well, just Google it. Like, yo, back in my day, my old ass, we had to go to the goddamn library. We had to go to the library. Now, man, like, yo, so let's find out. They didn't give the fucking it was another I guess it was another structure for the government. No, baby, because they didn't yeah, they didn't give it to him. It wasn't him. No, baby, like, damn. So hey, I could be wrong. Shit. I could be wrong sometimes. Fuck. At least I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong. Some of you motherfuckers are living a lie in your whole fucking life. You think he likes you? No, he doesn't like you. Living a fucking lie. Yeah, that's me lashing out because I made a mistake. Yeah, that's me lashing out because I made a mistake. But once I find out what he did, motherfucking once I find out what he did build, I'm gonna be back with a vengeance. I mean, what? Hold up. What did Benjamin Banneker invent? Right there. Right there, baby. Now I mean, pull that shit right up. I mean, yeah, what is the list of the things that Benjamin Banneker invented? I mean, like, yo, despite all his innovations and accomplishments, develop only two inventions. What? This shit is stupid. That shit don't make no sense. I'm about to fucking leave this fucking this story. Yo, Benjamin Banneker was a writer, inventor, and naturalist. I don't know how we got to Benjamin Banneker, but we're on Benjamin Banneker, god damn it. Now, being like, yeah. For all he did, the almanacs. Yeah, okay. Letters to Thomas Jefferson. Cool. And yeah, so yeah, he fucking lived, he wrote some shit, and he fucking died. I guess that's the story of all our lives. Now, God damn, yo, like, yo, who was the man that fucking they gave it to, a goddamn German? And I really think that Benjamin Banneker was the fucking one that he designed the shit, but why would you give that black man his credit? Jeez. Thank you for following me down that remarkably useless rabbit hole. That rabbit hole was remarkably useless. Okay, let's get back to the story. These people I call the elect are pursuing social justice. They'll say, "Aren't you in favor of social justice?" What they mean by social justice is a world where, for example, black people don't have to do math. Stop that. That is like, it's so disrespectful to me. I mean, it's so disrespectful to me. I mean, yeah. For you to say that black people don't have to do math is like saying, like Jewish people don't have to, like, pray or something like, I mean, like, yeah, it's that disrespectful. I mean, like, yeah, it's that disrespectful. I mean, like, yo, we do math every day. We do math in our life. We do math in our consciousness. Now I mean breathing. Now I mean our whole breathing is math, is mathematics. Yeah. Let's finish this story. Black people don't have to do math. That's not what most of us think of social justice as being, he continued. And so the idea is to not get a little nervous and hide in the corner when they say you're just against social justice. Say, yes, I'm in favor of social justice, but what you mean by it is something quite different. What the fuck do you mean? Hold on. The diatribe appears to be a reference to the subject of McWhorter's recent Substack newsletter, which carried the headline, quote, "Is it racist to expect black kids to do math for real?" End quote. That's the name of the fucking newsletter? Like, yo, do you know? Like, oh my God, yo. Like, yo, who the fuck is writing this shit? You know what I mean? McWhorter? Hey, McWhorter. Hey, McWhorter. Yeah. Tell me one thing that your culture, that anybody of your race or anybody of your ancestors have ever fucking built using mathematics in the past 4,000 years. Yeah. Tell me any McWhorter's. What is that? Fucking Scottish or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Your huts. You know what I mean? McWhorter's or Irish or whatever the fuck. Or English, your huts. You know what I mean? You were living in caves and burning dogs for firewood when we were fucking studying the fucking stars. Yes. You know what I mean? To tell us that we don't know mathematics. Yeah. We mapped the equator and linked that shit up to the fucking constellation Orion to build the fucking pyramids when you guys were still fucking cowering in your fucking huts. Yes. Yo, we were mapping the stars and constellations and building things to a percentage of a degree that you can't even still do to this day with modern mathematics. And you tell us that black people don't know math? Yeah. You're a fucking joke. Like, yeah. Oh, feels good to let one off every once in a while. You know, it keeps the keeps the knees limber. The diatribe appears to be a reference to the subject. I mean, yeah, okay, whatever. Dismantling racism in mathematics instruction, a workbook that is apparently used in one optional course available to educators in Oregon. It's just so wrong. You know what I mean? Like, among other things, conservatives took umbrage at sections that sought to reduce the focus on getting the right answer. The document reportedly generated a debate, prompting a response from the Oregon Department of Education in defense of the curriculum. The course was recently canceled. The department did not cite a reason. Yeah, I bet. Fox News has been banging the culture war drum with special vigor recently, with hosts declaring, for example, that the U.S. isn't racist because the election of President Barack Obama, the conviction of Derek Chauvin, and the murder of George Floyd was an attack on civilization, on civilization, and white supremacy is a hoax. Yeah. You tell us, you'll piss on my head and tell me it's raining, right? Fuck out of here. I mean, fuck out of here with that bullshit. I mean, like, yo, like, I'll take a sip and fire up the next story. Because I just cleared my web browser off. I was so fucking like, I'm going off of that right God. I promise you, I'm not gonna fucking die until after I finish the half cast. Yes, I promise you. I mean, like, black people don't have to know math. They don't know math. Get the fuck out of here. They still think we're stupid. I mean, like, and when we prove to them that we're not stupid, I mean, like, then they say that we're violent. I mean, they say that we're aggressive. I mean, like, yeah. When society stops calling us fucking, like, we're not dumb. I mean, like, we have some of the fucking like the brightest minds that's contributing to the push forward of society and science today. I mean, like, yo, when you look at them every day, I mean, they're there. So for you to just sit there and say like, oh, black kids don't have to know, or you're like, what a part of the article kind of alluded to the fact that they tried to dumb it down for him. Like, no, I mean, like, I don't like it. That's all I can say. I don't like it. Let's get this shit off my motherfucking page. This shit funny. Miami man indicted for $21 million investment fraud that allegedly involved fake smartphone app. Sorry. I've been drinking. I'm going to burp a little bit. I'm trying not to do it on the goddamn mic, but shit, I'm in the middle of reading. Goodness gracious, what do you want from me? I mean, but, yeah, yo, Miami be scamming motherfuckers. I guess Miami is the home of the scams. Jesus, like, yeah, because, yo, they be getting motherfuckers. In Miami, a federal grand jury returned an indictment charging 34-year-old Larry Ramos Mendoza with defrauding investors out of more than $21 million. Wow. Ramos convinced victims to invest their money with this company named the W Trade Group or TWT. Yeah. Theft with, I don't know what the other T would be. Theft with, I don't know what the other T would be. I tried it. Really? Yeah. Ramos lured clients by misrepresenting that the company's investment strategy was based on a commodities trading algorithm that he had developed, prosecutors say. Clients allegedly were told they could earn investment returns as high as 19%, which is not. You're gonna get 20% of what you put off, of what you put in, like right away. No. Anything that's too good to be true usually is. I mean, like, yeah. That investment losses will be limited to 2%. No, you're probably would end up losing more than that, but the risk would be the risk reward would not be that. The risk reward gap would not be that far apart. Now, it would not be so far. Like, yeah, god damn. Like, yo, and I know, how do I know this? I don't know, because I don't know anything. Ramos never invested the client's money, instead using it for his benefit. Horse, baby, horse and cheese steaks. I mean, yeah, horse cheese steaks and Lamborghinis. That's how I would do it anyway. The U.S. Attorney's Office said, fake app. According to the indictment, Ramos created a TWT smartphone app to make the fraudulent scheme appear legitimate. With the app, clients could monitor the supposed progress of their investment. When investors sought to reap the returns on their investment funds, Ramos used new investment money to pay early as a Ponzi scheme. Now, isn't it? It's a highly advanced Ponzi scheme. Like, it's a highly advanced Ponzi scheme. Like, yeah, you rob Peter to pay Paul. And then when you finish paying Paul, you can only pay Paul so many times before the shit motherfucking collapses. The mark of a Ponzi. Yeah, the mark of a. Yeah. Ramos used new investment money to pay earlier investors. The mark of a Ponzi scheme. Yup. The indictment has charged Ramos with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and five counts of wire. What did he go? If convicted, Ramos faces up to 20 years in prison on each count, which he probably won't. Let's be honest, it's a victimless crime. Me personally, I would like to make him bite the curb and stomp the back of his fucking head in. If he took my money, but I'm not dumb enough to give him my fucking money if I had any. Next story. Get that fucking piece of shit off my page. Okay. Five charged, two others plead guilty in health care fraud scheme. Yeah, federal authorities announced charges against five people in New Jersey. Yeah, gang, gang, New Jersey, baby. And Florida, and what they said was $93 million health care frauds involving orthotic braces. All right, I'm going to take a shot. Because this shit right here. What it's telling us is that the money is out there for the taking. You just got to find the right scam to get it. P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute. U.S. Attorney's Office also announced Thursday that two people connected to the scheme in New Jersey had pleaded guilty. According to prosecutors, some of the defendants had hidden financial interests in companies that made the devices, while others owned and operated call centers that processed orders. Yeah, they had a whole thing going. Whoa. The call centers allegedly bribed telemedicine companies, which in turn bribed doctors to prescribe the devices for patients who didn't need them. The companies owned by the defendants that made the devices provided them to the patients and fraudulently billed Medicare and other federal healthcare programs, according to the God damn. The healthcare programs allegedly suffered losses more than $93 million. They're going to get that money back. Oh, come on, stop it. Don't cry. Don't cry. Two New Jersey residents pleaded guilty Thursday by a video conference. I hope they wasn't getting butt shots. 46-year-old Brian Erbsman of Jackson, that's south of me, who pleaded guilty to healthcare fraud and conspiracy and violating anti-kickback statuses, and 48-year-old Sean Hogan of Old Bridge, which is like right next to me. It's like the like two towns over. Like Old Bridge is like, I don't know, maybe like, yeah, it's like two towns over, depending on, but yeah, God damn, this was right there. Who pleaded guilty to money laundering conspiracy? Both are scheduled for si sentencing on August 31st. God damn. Yo, the fact that you could do that, this is like, that's all, that's like the story I did the other day about the guy that was telling people that you have less than 6 months to live. It was gouging the fucking insurance. It's not funny, but like, yo, you're giving these people your fucking money. It's a victimless crime. Like, yo, stop. I mean, like, yo. Yeah, I mean, like, yo, you need to cut that shit the fuck out. Be more mindful. It was the study of, you give somebody a white lab coat and a clipboard and a pen, and they will fucking listen to anything that you fucking say. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, now, man, like, I'm gonna take my last shot. My last sip, because this is my last story. What are we at with time? 48 minutes. It's all good, baby. You know what I mean? 48 minutes. Shit. What more do you want from a nigga? What you want, a round two? You know what I mean? Like. But you wanna go another round? You know what I mean? Like, yo, oh fuck, I could go another round. I could go another round. I could stop this podcast after I drop this shit. What time is it? 11? You know what I mean? I'll drop this shit and then I'll fucking and drop another one. Think I'm playing. And it's exactly 11 o'clock on the dot. You know what I mean? I could drop this shit right now. And by motherfucking like 12:15, be working on new material and fucking like, yeah, I'm a goddamn animal. And I'm about to fucking watch these last few episodes, Snowfall, because yeah, I did the best I could. Well, not fucking with y'all, because y'all were ruining this shit for me. Now, man, but yeah, I'm about to finish this shit with Snowfall. Now, man, to see what's going on with my dude Franklin. Now, man, like yeah, I'm at the point where Louis told homeboy they went to they went to that Bama ass fucking place and told him about and put him on to the coke. Nah, man. And Louis told homeboy that Franklin is like is fucked up by the CIA or whatever the fuck. Like, yeah. Nah, man. So I'm more than excited to see how that plays out. No thanks to you, because you fuckers would have ruined that shit. Now, man, like, yo, here's the last story, because I need to hurry up and get rid of you motherfuckers. Now, man, like, no, I'm playing. No, I'm playing. Now, man, I love you guys. A woman was charged with a felony for not returning a VHS tape. She found out 21 years later. Yo, for you guys that don't understand what a VHS tape is, still, because y'all too young. Now, I mean, it's like a cassette tape, but only bigger. Now, I mean, like, that's all. Now, I mean, like, this is where all the Disney movies was on, I guess. This is what you had, the unmarked porn on VHS. That's where all the good porn was on VHS. I mean, yo, a Texas woman doesn't remember renting a VHS tape 22 years ago, let alone that she didn't return it. Now, I mean, in a place she rented it from shut its doors more than a decade ago, but the unreturned tape led to her being charged with a felony. How? Though the case was dismissed and expunged Wednesday, Karen McBride is looking into legal option. It hurt me tremendously. Oh God, come on, girl. They dropped it. Nah, man, they dropped it. It's like the shit was so long ago. But okay, let's entertain her bullshit. Women. The problem with women is that they're always like playing like they're so fucking hurt when they're not fucking really hurt. Yeah, I said it. You know what I mean? Though the case was dismissed, it hurt me tremendously and my family, she told USA Today. It makes me madder and madder the more I think about it. No, she's looking for a paycheck. We know what she's doing. McBride, 52, she's still got some good years left in her. I might slide into her DMs. 52 was charged with felony embezzlement of rental property in Oklahoma, where she previously lived in March. More than a year after the tape, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sabrina the Teenage Witch was the show that you're fucking gonna sue her over. Now, I mean, she believes her boyfriend at the time, who had two young daughters, rented the tape in her name. Come on, like that shit happens. He had to have, McBride said. I know I didn't. Like, yeah, no, you're trying to fucking get a payday. Which this case should not even be a fucking case in the first place. I mean, but if it wasn't, then I wouldn't have anything to talk about. Now, would I? Yo, he had to have. I've never seen one episode nor a movie. Now, babe, McBride didn't find out about the outstanding warrant against her until she tried to change her name on her license. Oh, she already on some fucking, like, some shady shit. Like, yeah, she tried to change her name on her license after getting married and moving to Texas from Oklahoma. I mean, like, yeah. When she emailed the Department of Motor Vehicles in November to set up an appointment as per COVID-19 protocols, she received a response on April 16th that she had to fix an issue. And yo, oh my God, yo. There's nothing worse than going to fucking DMV. And, like, yo, they like, yo, yeah, we got you. But, like, yo, you got something hanging over your head. I had a warrant on my head. I had a warrant for, like, bruh, if I gotta take a wild guess, I'm 38 years old now. I had a warrant on my head for at least like 20, 25 years. Yeah. And I called the courthouse and was like, yo, I called my big cousin. Shout out to Ramadan. My big cousin is a Bell's bondsman. And I was like, yo, can you run my name and see if I got and see if I got some shit? Like, yo, because they not letting me move. Yeah, it be like that. He was like, yo, I did the national and all that shit. Like, yo, I did like, yo, you ain't like, yo, you ain't got nothing. What it turned out to be was that when I was 17, 16, 17, this jerk used to hit my mom and in defense of my mother, I broke a 2x4 over his head. Yeah. Now, man, like, yeah, his bitch ass pressed charges. Now, man, like, and they came and got me out of the last period of, and it was embarrassing to watch or everybody see me get carried out of school in handcuffs. Now, man, they arrested me. Now, man, like, I did what I had to do as far as the courts. Because even the judge was like, yo, like, yeah, you got it, bro. Now, I mean, he was beating on your mom. He was trying to protect your mom. Now, I mean, like, yeah, it was that type of shit. Like, now, I mean, like, yo, you got it. But, you know, what they did, they never dispositioned it. They never put it as it was a closed case. So for that whole time, it was still like in the system that I had to finally find out. I had to call the police station. It was like, yo, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like, they're like, nah, like, yo, you gotta go to family court because by then now I'm way past 30. You know what I mean? When the shit happened, like, you know what I mean? They're like, yo, you gotta go to family court and get a paper and they'll tell you that it was like, yeah, the shit was fucking disposition. But yeah, so it's type of shit like that that does happen. Now, man, when she emailed the Department of Motor Vehicles in November to set up an appointment as per COVID, she received a response on April 16th that she had to fix an issue. Yep. That's the type of shit they tell you. They'd be like, yo, you go to get your ID, you go to get your license. I mean, I called it, and the lady looked up the reference number and told me it was a felony embezzlement. Oh, nah. See, I go get one of those. I mean, like, yeah. A felony embezzlement? Suspects having a felony on a record may have cost their job or opportunities. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Oh, man, like, yeah, goddamn. Yo, can you imagine? Like, yeah, like, that's why motherfuckers be wanting you to go to court. And I can hear my fucking, my mouse clicking. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. Because that was the last episode. That was the last, story. I want to thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Yeah, delete this off my page to make room for the next set of episodes. Nah, that shit funny. Let me stop being goofy. Let me stop being goofy. Now we're like, yeah. Yo, like, yo, this is fucking episode 17. I love you guys. This is the Habcast. Yo, on fucking, on Sunday, yo, I swear, yo, tomorrow, I'm already fired up. Like, yo, already fired up. You know what I mean? Like, yo, Sunday is the podcast. It's the AJ podcast. It's the original. And, yo, I swear, like, yo, I'm so fired, yo. I might blow. They're gonna call the cops on me. I know they are. They're gonna call the cops on me because I'm already ready to do this shit. Yo, like, I mean, like, oh God. So, yo, I love you guys. Now, man, like, yo, don't stay out of trouble. Now, man, don't break a 2x4 over anybody's head. Now, man, yeah, I will talk to you very, very soon. Now, man, like, yeah. Peace.